is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall and the Falkirk Football Fans in Training.
Born in the USA, I was born in the USA. I was born in Falkirk, but hello, welcome to Falkirk Daft. I'm John McInally. We're here to talk about Dundee United 1, Falkirk 1. I'm going to do that in the company of my friend, my co-host, Mr. Ross Wayne, the Ginger God of Pod. How are you?
Good morning, mate. Good morning. I'm all right, actually. Quite fresh, considering we had a fairly reasonable session yesterday.
We had a good kick of the ball, as they say. A very good kick of the ball. And I'm very excited, obviously. I've got Bruce Springsteen, Born USA, as my background. We now have two Bruce Springsteen chants in the Falkirk repertoire, which makes me very, very happy. We just need to find now how we squeeze in Thunder Road or Born to Run into a song. But yes, it was good. A good day out yesterday had by us. We got the the away days seem to get earlier and earlier in your company, Ross Wayne. 9:45 train yesterday up from Larbert to
It didn't get us into Dundee till just after 11. That's not too bad.
Shout out to, we went to the trades pub. I had my 16.5-year-old son with me, Finlay, and they were arseholes quite effectively. Licensing law Nazis, I would probably say, because they were like, right, okay, he's under 18. So despite I had a look at it, before I went up, I said, well, it serves food, so you'll be able to get in. But then they were like, oh, right, you must have a separate table from the rest of the group. And then if you are at the same table, you all must order, everyone at the table needs to order food. And then if you're not at the same table, you need to order food and he needs to have a seat. And then you've only got an hour and a half to order your food and eat it, and then you've only got half an hour once the food has been eaten to evacuate the pub. I'm like, what is going on here?
It was absolutely ridiculous.
I'm sure someone in licensing will tell me that that's absolutely fine and appropriate, but it just seemed way, way, way over the top. So I was like, Adam, so what if I do? So I'll order one meal and then I'll have that, and then I'll order another meal. They didn't have an answer back to that, which I think would have been absolutely fine, but like, no, you must go. I'm like, what?
Well, do you know what saw them? Because there was a group of about 10 of us there. We all finished, as soon as we finished our drinks and we left. And then we went to, for those that have been before, the Dundee Social Club. And do you know what? Very welcoming, as always. Yeah. Quiet, like obviously Dundee were away from home. Dundee played today. So it was very quiet. It was literally just Falkirk fans in. And it was great. And there was absolutely no need for the way that the
you must have trained. A seat. It's when they came over and they made them sit down. It was like, Jesus, what a rebel.
Do you know, John, you're right. See if we were to like actually investigate it, she maybe was following the rules, right? However, what we would say is you and I have been in enough times with our kids on football days, non-football days, to different places. That rule is what 95% or if not 99% never followed.
Yeah.
It's not as if Finlay was causing an issue or we were causing any issues. We were literally just 2 seconds in the door.
Oh, no. That was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, that was our woes from yesterday. But obviously, it finished, as we said, Dundee United 1, Falkirk 1. We'll get into the game. Quite a lot to get through to today. It's just me and Ross that you have to put up with today. No guest pundit, so you have to just put up with our banter today, which is a bit unfortunate for you if you're watching or listening. But before we get to all that, we had run a competition on our social medias to win this fantastic print done by Matthew J. Wood Design. He's done a few for the club, and this was an all-timer to celebrate 150th anniversaries. Lots of different, Ross, if you're watching the video version, you'll see it on the screen just now. Yes. And we did a like and share competition for it. And do we have a winner, Ross Wayne?
So let's pick one live, John Boy. So first question for you then is, I can't remember what you picked last time, but we shared it on X and also Facebook. So firstly, pick one of them.
Go Facebook. I feel we don't get Facebook enough.
Right. Okay. So if we go to the Falkirk Daft Facebook page, we were looking for someone who has liked and shared. So let's do this just now. Right. Okay. Fantastic. We have quite a lot of people who have done this, so that's quite good. Right, John, here, next question. Pick a random number. There's 172
Wow.
likes and shares. So you pick a number, and that's how we'll do it.
24, because that's Jacob Morrell's number.
24, right? So let's have a look.
This is live podcasting for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Is indeed, it's tense. You can smell the tension. You can smell the tension. Number 24 is Mr. Barry Ray. So I
Barry
know
Ray.
Barry. Barry is he's in the KM stand, well Kent Falkirk fan. So Barry, well done. Drop us a DM and we'll sort that out for you.
Congratulations, Barry, you won that. Matthew G. Wood design, so well done to you. So congratulations. Falkirk Daft Live is now sold out. We had, I think it was four tickets the last time we spoke to you. Was it two? I can't remember, but they've all gone now. However, we do have some sad news that I got a message from Darren Barr yesterday, and he's had to cancel on us. So we've still got Brad and Cole, and we are working on a third guest. We'll surprise you on the night with that guest if you're coming along. With a couple of irons in the fire, we'll let you know. In actual fact, it'll be a cracker. If we get the guest that's getting back to me today, it'll be a cracker. So a big surprise for you on the night. Who will walk through that door? It'll be a bit like stars in their eyes. You have to like sort of some sort of smoke, and then he walks through the door, and we'll find out who that is.
And I just need to be careful because the last time we tried to surprise a guest,
Yes.
in my opening comment, I said, "Oh, I was just chatting to Cole,"
Brilliant. Yeah.
and then I gave the game away. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah, that'll be happening behind the wall this Friday. We'll see you there if you've got a ticket. Looking forward to it. As I say, Brad Spencer and Cole Donaldson will definitely be there. I've got some amazing auction prizes. We're going to do it for Strathcarran Hospice, who I think it's the 75th. Is it the 75th or the 5th?
45th
45th.
anniversary.
45th anniversary, so we're going to be raising money for Strathcarran on the night. We've got some brilliant auction prizes, including one which I'm very excited about. Bring your money with you, that's all I'll say, because I think you guys come along to the event will be very excited about what we're going to do come Friday as well. So look forward to seeing you all there. As I say, it's completely sold out now, which is great to see. So 220 bairns in behind the wall. Falkirk Daft Venoms all over the place, including the new slushy as well, I'm pretty sure. So we'll see you all behind the wall Friday night. Looking forward to it there. Patreon, if you want to get involved in patreon.com/FalkirkDaft. Thank you very much to our latest Patreon sign up. Elsa is signed up for Patreon now as well, so thanks very much. You can see me and Ross's development into YouTube influencers on there as well. We've even bought little mics now, so we can do.
I'm very excited about the mics.
Yeah, we didn't use them yesterday. I did, and apologies to the Patreons as well. I tried to post my pre-match, but it didn't go up for some reason. But you will get our post automatic post-match after the game, including Charlie from Still Game, who made an appearance on it as well. So yeah, big Grant Thompson was with us yesterday at the match. So yeah, and as I say, you get bonus episodes, early access to Falkirk Daft Live, the odd competition we'll put up there as well. So get involved at patreon.com/FalkirkDaft. We'd love to have you up there. Little bit of correspondence, Ross, coming in since the last time we spoke. We met Mark on the train on the way back up yesterday, and he actually was in the carriage down from us. And while he was on the carriage, him and his gang that he had with him have come up with a couple of chants. Now it's early because it's not quite F Factor season yet, but
No.
we'll get it started now. And Mark's went to the tune of the Pepto-Bismol advert. I don't know how the is this the diarrhea one? Do you know how it goes?
I yes.
Right, do you
No,
want to
I
have
know
a
how the
shot of
end
this?
bit goes because you've just done it because it goes diarrhea.
Yeah. Do you want to have a shot of this one?
I don't know how he's fitting this in, to be honest. But he's put when we've. I'll say it and then I'll try and sing it. So we've when we've seen Crowd House, Laidlaw, Findlay, Barbrook, Dennis Melnick's, Jacob Morrell. So I get the end bit. I'm not sure how the first. To be fair, he does say you need to try and work out how to sing it because he doesn't know how to do that. So, when we've seen Crowd House, Laidlaw, Findlay, Barbrook, Dennis Melnick's, Jacob Morrell. I think that's where he's going with it. I think. I butchered it. I
Sent a
butchered it.
voice note, which that's fair enough. But there you go. And then I quite like he's went for Last Night, a CJ Saved My Life, you know. Then Deep
No, I
Song,
don't know that one.
Last Night, a CJ Saved My Life. Do, do, do,
Oh,
do.
yeah, I like that.
Last Night, a
Yeah, I
CJ
know
Saved My Life. There you go.
that
So I like that one. I like that one. An American has been in touch as well, actually, on CJ. Ari Silva has left a comment on our YouTube video saying, so glad that Falkirk fans see the value and potential in CJ. He will always give his all and will put a full shift in every time. We're keeping an eye out. I'm from back in Austin. So there we go. The Austin
Nice one.
faithful keeping an eye on CJ as well. So thanks very much to Ari Silva getting in touch on the YouTube comments. And remember, you can leave comments anytime, drop in, slide into our DMs, or just leave a comment in the YouTube channel and we'll read them out on here.
And CJ had a new song yesterday
He
by the
did.
amazing Gate 20, didn't he?
He did. There was a couple of new songs yesterday. Gate 20, please get in touch with us and let us know the words to it, because I was like
Yeah.
trying to listen and I couldn't make out the words.
Yeah, one of them, the CJ one was ABBA, but for the life of me, I don't know whether it's just because we'd had a few drinks. I can't remember the tune or the song, but it was definitely ABBA,
Was
I'm
it Jolie
sure.
Vu?
I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know.
And then was there was one for Morel as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, we need all the words and we need the tunes. So anyone in Gate 20 listening to the podcast or watching, send us a wee voice note in our DMs so then we can let the rest of the Falkirk supporters know and we can all join in the songs as well, because we're old
Absolutely.
men and we sit there going, what are they saying? Oh,
Yeah.
I can't quite hear that, son. Like, what are you saying there, son?
Gate 20 were brilliant yesterday, I thought.
Yeah.
They didn't stop from start to finish and got the
No.
rest out going as well. And I tell you one thing, I watched the highlights back this morning ahead of recording the podcast, and it's the Falkirk fans that you hear throughout the game.
Yeah.
So
Well done,
massive.
guys. Well done as ever. A quick jump into birthday corner before we get into other things. Jack Cochrane, the one and only Jack Cochrane. I'm not too sure what age Jack is, but Josh, we met on the train yesterday. So we've got to give a shout out to Jack on birthday corner. He is probably listening to this podcast in Miami. What an absolute shame for him. Jack works in the boats and he now lives in Miami, of course, and you might know Jack because Jack's done the tannoy a couple of times at the stadium as well. So happy birthday, Jack. I'm sure you're having a terrible time in
Yeah.
Miami. But yeah, happy birthday, Jack.
Absolutely. And we also got one in saying it's our son Graham Duff's 30th birthday. He's possibly Falkirk FC's number one fan as the owner of the three match-worn invincible strips of Henderson, McGinn and McCann.
Oh,
Wow,
wow.
that is awesome. And that's from his mum, Avril.
Yeah, happy birthday to Graham there as well. 30th birthday, yeah. Couple of players' birthdays. Big Dennis the Menace, Dennis Melnick, turns 24 this week on the 7th. Happy birthday to Dennis. I think we did this one last year because I remember this because it was on the 9th of September. Not only does Yogi celebrate his birthday, he's turning 62. The one, the only Pedro Moutinho is his birthday as well. So Pedro and Yogi share a birthday. I think we did this last year.
Do you know who else shares that birthday? It's my daughter Jessica. She is 17
Oh, well,
on the
happy
9th of
birthday to
November. So
Jessica as well.
exactly. Happy birthday, Jess.
We've been banned from talking about Jessica's boyfriend on the podcast
Yeah,
as well. We can't talk about that anymore.
we're not allowed to talk about that.
But we
So
did have some interesting conversations on the train on the way up yesterday.
yeah, that's not for sharing.
That's not for sharing. Absolutely not. On the 10th of September, Sam Hart, obviously played for us last season. I don't know. I don't
He's
know if
still
Sam.
unattached.
He's still unattached, is
He's
he?
still unattached. He's
I
not
liked
unplugged.
he had one that game against Motherwell. He had absolutely that was the birth of kind of Philip Lisa. I thought he we played him near the end of the season. He was kind of forced into the side because the lack of injuries. And I thought he was really really good at the end of the season. So it's a shame that Sam hasn't got a cup yet. So and apparently a great guy around the dressing room, worked really really hard as well. So happy birthday, Sam, on the 10th of September. And then on the 11th, you've got. Which is the night of Falkirk Daft. We should maybe sing happy birthday to Wayne Foster, Kieran McInnesby, Dale Fulton, and Tommy Robson, who all turn have their birthday on the 11th of September.
They're all defenders as well, aren't they?
No, Foster was a striker.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah, right. Well, so he was. I was thinking of someone else. Yeah. Oh, well, fair enough.
There you go.
I can't. In fact, Kieran McInnesby was a bit of a winger. He was a
Midfielder,
wing back, wasn't he?
yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to all those guys on the 11th of September. September. Right, before we talk club news, let's say a shout out to our sponsors, and that of course is Behind the Wall. We'll be in there Friday night. We'll see you there. Stay local, eat and drink global. That is our slogan, and they've got great food. If you're coming to Falkirk Daft Live, remember you can book beforehand, get some food. We'll be eating before that as well. Actually, need to check that we've still got our table reserved.
We have it's fully booked, don't
All
worry.
good, all
All
good.
good.
So, all fully booked in the restaurant before. We'll be there as well. And of course, Falkirk Daft Benham is on sale still, and you can get the slush version of it now as well, which is
Slush
pretty.
version is very nice,
It
very
is
nice.
very good. So we're there this weekend, but then afterwards on the 10th of October, you've got Girls Day Out with Dion Hickey. 17th of October, get yourself down there if you are a Smiths and Morrissey fan, because Viva Morrissey is in there. We've talked about our favourite Smiths songs before, Ross. You don't have a clue. I love the Smiths, and I can't wait to get along to that as well on 17th of October, because Morrissey is a bit of an arsehole, but his music's actually very, very good. So get yourself along to see Viva Morrissey, because I'm sure the tribute act is less of an arsehole than Morrissey actually is. So that's a
Right.
good thing. So get for all your favourite Smith and Morrissey songs, 17th of October at Behind the Wall. And then not long after that, week after, in fact, Absolute Weller, Paul Weller tribute is in there as well, so he'll be doing Weller solo stuff and jam stuff as well. So that's absolutely brilliant. 24th of October for Absolute Weller as well. For anything coming up behind the wall, behindthewall.co.uk, and of course they are running the Behind the Wall bus to and from the games, home and away. The deal still stands, depending on the price and where the away game is. It ranges from £10 to £15. But of course, if you go on the bus from Behind the Wall down to the stadium, it's fiver. You go down to the stadium, you come back to the pub, you get a free drink on the Coors coach. So brilliant deal. Get involved, get signed up, speak to Bobby and the team on the bar. Either give them a call or you can drop them an email and book yourselves on Behind the Wall bus. And the next game will be obviously Hearts at home, which is, seems like an eternity away, which is a week on Tuesday.
Yeah, it does. Just having done a couple of trips on the Behind the Wall bus, Celtic away and Rangers at home, as you've said, John. Brilliant, brilliant bunch of regulars, but also loads of new people who go regularly as well. And it's so easy to get the tickets. You just phone the bar, or you can pop in, and they'll sort it out there and then.
Yeah, there you go. So sorted. There you go. Jump on the Behind the Wall bus. Club news. We'll talk about them in a bit. But the only real it was on deadline day. The good news was we obviously kept a hold of Brad Spencer, and then there was all sorts of rumour about Liam Henderson going to Hibs and people taking pictures of him doing a medical at Hibs and all that sort of
A
stuff.
lot of nonsense. A lot of nonsense.
It did appear, and obviously we kept Brad, which was the kind of main thing for that as well. And we'll get into that in a bit when we talk about the Dundee United game. But yeah, it was a big boost, obviously, holding on to those two players on transfer deadline day. But the big thing was we obviously got 17th final signing, which was Owen Eames, who came in from Derby. A lot of Derby fans talking this boy up, Ross, and we saw yesterday what he can do.
Yes, I was really excited based on the social media comments, as you said. The other thing I heard was that this is a lad who John McGlynn has been interested in months. So this is not like a last minute deal. This is one where it was hoped a bit like Barbrook, a bit like Joe Gardner. They hoped to have him very early in the summer, by the sounds of it. So it is one that John McGlynn's been desperate to get. Which I wasn't shocked to then see him in the start lineup yesterday. I know we'll talk about Rangers first, but Owen Eames, I think he will be a real, real good handful player for us. He showed glimpses yesterday. Listen, it's going to take time. He did tire in the second half, and but we were probably less effective when he went off than when he was on. So I like the look of him. I know I got a little bit of stick yesterday for his haircut. But listen, who are we to judge?
I don't care what your hair looks like, as long as you play well for the Bairns. And I thought you did all right yesterday. We'll
He
get into
did very
that
well.
in just a bit. Falkirk women, obviously in action as well.
Hamilton today, they are playing.
Hamilton today. So yeah, we are recording this on the Sunday morning, so we'll be back with the results and chat about the game when we do a preview show for the Hearts game later on in the week. But come on, Falkirk women, got the first win, obviously. So they're unbeaten still, which is brilliant. So.
Oh, can we talk about Falkirk women for a second? And I'll tell you what, it's nothing to do with the team itself. However, You and I will regularly call Falkirk women the girls, right?
Yes.
As do, just to clarify, as do the women's team coaches, and also various comments are made on their social media. Last week, as you know, I frequent Pine Bovril from time to time, and someone had asked for information on the women's fixtures. So I put a link up on the on Pine Bovril. I says, the girls team updates are brilliant. They're all, and there's loads of video stuff in there anyway. So all fine. Loads of people like using the link and stuff. One person had said commented. I don't know who it is, obviously, because it's a username. That we should refrain as one of the girls sponsors, and I use the word girls there purposely. We shouldn't use the term girls because we are looking down on it on women's football, and so I had to go back. And to be fair, the vast I think everybody who saw the comment went back and said, "Listen, you're talking nonsense to this guy." We are a huge supporter of the women's team, and whenever we say the word girls, in fact, whenever we say the word boys for the men's team, which we do regularly, as do the social media team, there is no derogatory term there meant. And it's the same when we say the girls for the women's team. So I just wanted to call that out because I thought, do you know, it's 2026. We are never having a go at anybody. All we do is support, whether it's the men's team, the women's team, the academy teams, whatever, right? We support them. We
People
talk.
will find a hole in everything, Ross. They'll honestly, people just love to complain and people love to moan, and they will try and pick you up on anything in this life. But we are big supporter, whether it be the women, the girls, it's a Falkirk team, and we've been massive supporters here. Actually, we still need to pay for our captain's armband sponsorship, which we've not done yet as well. But we are supporters, let me reassure you of that. And you know, we've had obviously the women along at the Falkirk Daft Live events. Anna, we've spoke to, and Shannon, and the whole team down there. So yeah, that what a lot. Just people just being arseholes.
What was funny though, John, is someone had then shared a link with the post-match reaction from Josh, one of the coaches, and his first comment was, "I thought the girls had a great game today." And I just thought, "Thank you, mate," because
That's
that
it.
there's no
They,
derogatory term there. It's
God,
ridiculous.
honestly, people are just people like to be arseholes. They really do. Anyway, so we're the Falkirk women playing Hamilton today. Get down and
Yes.
see if you can possibly do that. That'd be great. Let's talk Rangers first of all, then, and let's talk about the game, which was Falkirk 1, Rangers 2 from Wednesday night. Yeah, we obviously did the preview trail with Grado, who FaceTime me yesterday actually, and he looked quite drunk, and he's currently doing Two Doors Down rehearsals today, so he can't come back on as he promised, and I knew he wouldn't, but he's doing Two Doors Down rehearsals today. But what did you make of the game on Wednesday night, Ross?
Oh, one we could have won, John. One we could have won. Don't get me wrong, we lived a little dangerously at points. We defending some fantastic goalkeeping from Scott Bain again. But we had chances, and I think we can look back at the game and probably the game against Celtic, which we dissected last week. But to lose both games by a single goal is it's not defeatist to say that's okay, because listen, these guys spend millions of pounds on brand new players. Rangers have just spent what another 10 million pounds on Wednesday or Thursday on a striker from America as well. We're in a different financial league. I thought we did over the piece with Rangers. I thought we gave them a real good go. Slightly better finishing, we probably would have won the game. I think had it went 2-1 and then potentially 3-1 Falkirk in the second half, I don't think Rangers would have came back from it. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Murrell, a couple of big chances. I mean, that was the first glimpse we obviously got of him on Wednesday. They are really impressed by him. And again, we'll talk about the Dundee United game, but I thought he worked really, really hard. Just maybe getting up to speed. That's certainly the second chance where Fernandez has passed it inside. He's just like, just take a touch and you can just put it anywhere you want after that, and he's just snatched at it, and it's been pretty poor in the end. But yeah, again, it just shows the difference. Lauren Shankland, obviously, absolutely, that's a quality striker right there. Two chances, two goals. I saw a lot of people kind of having a go at Scott Bain for maybe the first one. I didn't see it. I'll be honest with you, and it was throughout the game, Hendo had an absolute nightmare on Wednesday. Whether it was his head was getting turned from the hip stuff, I don't know, but he was just not focused at all. If you watch that go back, the first one, Hendo passes on Shankland to McCann, and then Shankland, very smart striker plays, then just comes back off McCann and onto Henderson. Henderson doesn't notice him. He turns, he has a hit, and it's a goal. But Hendo had an absolute nightmare on Wednesday, I think.
It was a tough defensive night at points. I don't think as a group, and including Bain at points, I don't think we covered ourselves in glory. Nielsen was probably the pick of the defence on
Nielsen
Wednesday.
has been like for the fact that the fans got on his back quite a lot last season. Let's face the fact that he came a bit of a
Not
poster boy.
always unjustifiably though. Like he
Well,
did have the odd, he did have, it was the basics. See, when he does the basics very, very well, I think that is exactly what we need. It's
Lewis
when
Nielsen's been absolutely fine this season. Absolutely fine.
absolutely 100%,
Some would
100%.
argue he's been better than Henderson this season.
Yeah. No, listen, I think he's been absolutely fine. And I don't want to jump ahead to the Dundee United game too quickly, but we're talking about Lewis Nielsen. I thought he had another really good game yesterday. I've watched the second the equaliser back five, six times, and I'm still unsure whether it's him or Melnick's that have dropped the guy. I can't really tell. Anyway, that's going back. But I think going back to Wednesday, I thought Lewis had a really, really strong game in the most. I don't think he did anything wrong at all, to be fair. The goal, it's a tough one. At the time, I thought, Christ, what a strike, and we've just not closed them down, right? I also thought before I watched it back that Bain was probably unsighted. I don't think he was
No, he
unsighted.
wasn't,
I think
no.
he was just rooted to the spot. I just don't think he could have his legs, he was planted. I just don't think there was any chance. It's a fantastic strike. It really was.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like you say, that's the difference between having, a Scotland international striker who was top scorer in the, well, one of the top scorers in the league last season, as opposed to, the chances that Jacob Murrell, if that those chances fall to Shankland. Well, in saying that though, he did miss an absolute sitter Shankland as well, right enough.
He's human. He is going to miss him as well. I think with Jacob, I'm so glad. And again, we're probably jumping back between the two games, but I'm so glad he got his goal yesterday because he needed it after the two misses, and there were high profile misses as well. Because the first one, probably a bit more difficult than the second one, because the first one with Jacob, it was a fantastic ball in. And the defender, who I think it was Fernandez, was right beside him. So that was really, really tough to can try and get enough power on the strike. And obviously, the keeper saved it. But the second one, as you said, Johnny, had loads of time, maybe too much time. In hindsight, and at first I thought, wow, he's went for the top corner, and the keeper's like had a really fantastic save. But unfortunately, when you watch it back for behind the goal, he's basically hit it right at him down the middle. So it did. He had a lot of time, and he'll be kicking himself watching it back as well. Brilliant to see the crowd give him a standing ovation. Him and CJ, actually, they got standing ovations on
And
Wednesday
you
night.
with the birth of the USA chants.
Yeah, that seems to be mixed in terms of its popular. I don't mind it actually.
Oh, it's just the way the USA political scenes at the moment. I think that's why it's mixed. I think if days gone by, if Barrack was in charge of the country, I don't think people would be minding it so much.
Nah, probably not.
But I think that's just the landscape of the political agenda at the moment. But yeah, CJ, again, you mentioned CJ there. Obviously, I thought he played really, really well as well. And before he had that really bad cramp and had to come off. But yeah, showed up well. Ethan Ross, I think we've got to talk about Ethan Ross as well. I think he is, and I hope Ethan keeps going the way he's going. Because again, I thought he played well against United. He showed up really well against Rangers, obviously, create the goal as well. And just direct. Goes at people with pace, and he started off the season really, really well. And I think it'll be hard for John McGlynn, even with Owen Eames and CJ coming in, to turn around and go, well, drop Ethan Ross because he has shown up really, really well in the games he's played.
No, it has. He's deserved of his. I wasn't sure whether he was going to start yesterday. I thought it was going to be Eames and CJ, but obviously he's went with Ethan Ross and Eames yesterday. Not to bear in mind, we've got he'll have competition from Conor McLeod when he comes back in too. And you've obviously got Aidan Doherty, who's a big lad. I didn't appreciate how tall he was until he came on against Rangers. See, when I saw him against Motherwell and St Mirren, I thought, I'm not sure about this guy. He looks quite small, diminutive, maybe a tricky winger. But actually, when you size him up against some of the Rangers players, he's a big lad.
You also forget we've got Ethan Laidlaw and Paul McGovern as well.
We do. Ethan Laidlaw's obviously still got a few weeks to go. Paul McGovern, there's rumours of loan deals potentially
I've heard
happening for
Stennis
him.
Muir. I can't possibly tell you where I've heard that from, but I've heard Stennis Muir.
No, exactly. Listen, it's just coincidence that a Stennis Muir manager's a Clyde Super Scoreboard pundit.
Well, that's absolute coincidence. But let's go to what you guys thought about the Rangers game. We've dib kicked this off, saying I actually think we'll be okay. Barbara can Spencer look really sharp, not Hendo's best performance, but he has so much credit in the bank, he'll come good again. How badly do we need a striker, by the way?
See, to pick up a couple of bits there. So Barbrook, we've not mentioned from
Yeah.
Rangers. I thought he had another terrific game
Oh,
against Rangers.
he's a proper good player. Like, we had an argument in the pub yesterday, actually. Someone said that Barbrook's better than Spencer. And you actually agreed with that. I'll be telling
No,
Brad when he comes to on
I
stage and
don't
fight
think I
you.
did say that actually. What I said was, no, I know you're putting words in my mouth
Oh,
there. I'm
so oh, sorry.
speaking.
I from
No.
across the other side of the bar, I believe you were
What I said
agreeing.
was, I thought two things. I said two things. One, I thought he will be potentially even better than Dylan Tate for us, Barbrook, in terms of how he is. And I also said, and I don't think Brad would disagree with this, I think Barbrook's ceiling is much higher than either Brad or Dylan. I can see Barbrook going on and having a really, really big career, probably down south. It's not going to be up here. But that was my point. But no, I think him and Spencer work beautifully together. And I think that's a fantastic duo we've got now in the middle of the park.
It certainly looked from early season, I think it looks a bit more balanced and Sybil than Spencer. And we all love Sibs, and once he's back up and fit, I'm sure he'll be back and try to compete for one of those spots. But I think with the injury, it's given the chance for Barbrook to come in and make that position and make that six position his own. And I do think on I thought Spencer and Sybold were kind of really struggling to get that understanding in the midfield early on in the season. But I do think it's clicked really quickly between Barbrook and Spencer.
It has. Need to bear in mind, Sibs will probably come back at some point, as you said, John. Probably not far away. He can play in other positions too. So it's not that like we may not see Barbrook, Spencer, and Sybold all in the same team. So it could happen, but we're spoilt for choice, in my opinion, in the midfield. It we're so strong in that area. But yeah, totally agree. Badly need a striker. We've got strikers there. I just think they need a. They just need like Murrell yesterday. He just needed that goal, and I thought he had a great game yesterday. So, but we'll come back to Murrell yesterday. Martin says we did a lot right, but we can't keep giving teams head starts. Morel is it Murrell or Morel? Morel has potential and worked his socks off.
You say Morel, I'll say Morrell, so then we've
Murrell, yeah.
balanced it up.
There we go. Thought Parkinson might have been the better switch than McKeever. On to Tannadice in search of our maiden win.
Well, we didn't get that. Scott said solid enough performance in a game that felt like it could go either way. Having said that, Steve McLean did his best to ensure they won, and not usually one for going at refs. Slightly concerned that we were four goals in and have only got two goals, both scored by other teams. Yeah, Steve McLean, there was some, like, Raskin seemed to be wanting to referee the game for him, and then it was like there was who was it got the yellow card? Was it Ethan Ross got a yellow card? And it was almost like it was like. It was his first foul, and then it was just oh, because there had been a few fouls. It was always like, I'm just giving you a yellow card because the rest of the team have been fouling.
Aye. Yeah, that was ridiculous. And you saw Ethan Ross actually say to him, "Well, wait now, I've not had three or four tackles. Why are you booking me?" Brutal. I didn't think Steve, I like Steve McLean. I didn't think he had a good game against us
I don't think
on
enough was
Wednesday.
made of the handball shout that we had. I do not think there was enough made on Sports Scene or by pundits. Obviously, Rangers supporters came out and were like moaning about our goal, saying it should have been a foul in the build-up. And they were saying that I think it was Barbrook, I can't remember who it was, and made the challenge, and they were saying this is a red card. And they're just, but it's just Rangers
Yeah.
supporters always cheated, never
See,
defeated.
absolutely. See, on the handball, just before we go back to the claim Rangers were making against our goal, the handball, we have seen these given at Falkirk Stadium for the opposition. So quite rightly we're gonna shout for it. And our like the Ethan Williams one wasn't too dissimilar. It literally the ball was a 2 feet away from him and it hit his hand. I saw Bobby. You know how Bobby Madden has been doing these.
Podcast, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that's where it was clipped from. But he spoke about the situation with it, where goal. Now, because the foul on the Rangers defender had no bearing on the goal, that's why it wasn't included from a VAR or a referee position. Had that been the defender who just did, who got back up and then like had slid in and scored the OG himself, that's when Bobby Madden said the goal would potentially have been chopped off.
Yeah, aye, no, interesting chat on that, I
Indeed.
thought. But yeah, I don't think there was enough made of the handball
No,
situation.
totally agree. Chris said we deserved better than a defeat. Promising signs for me all round, but we need to be more switched on in defence. Lots of people getting on Murrell's back, but Barney was missing similar chances when he first came in. And backing the lad to come good. I agree. I agree.
Exactly. David finishes off a look at the Rangers game by saying they just played the two biggest spenders, best biggest spenders in the league, and arguably disappointed we never got anything from both games, just lacking a bit of extra quality at both ends of the park. Yeah, I
Spot on.
completely agree. Falkirk DAF rated for the Rangers match, Ross?
Ooh. There's a lot talked about him. I'm swithering between Brad Spencer and Finlay Barbrook, if I'm being honest. I'm gonna say Finlay Barbrook again.
I'll go Finlay Barbrook as well. That's two in a row for Finlay.
Yep, I
Two
thought
in
he
a
was
row.
great.
There you go. You've got a Dafty from the game? I'm going to
Probably the
say
ref,
Hento.
I think.
I'm going to have to put Hento in. I'm going
Oh,
to
I
have
was
one
gonna
of
say the ref, but listen, I'll go with what you're thinking.
them.
Yeah, I thought Steve McLean did have a good game.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That is your Rangers game. Let's move on to Dundee United then. We've kind of alluded to it throughout the podcast, but it was another point on the road, and it was a bit of a kick in the shins at the end of the match. You know, when you hold out for so long at 1-0, and then you know let them back in with just that last minute goal. One change, obviously, we signed Owen Eames as we talked about, and he came in for CJ Fardry. On the wing from the Rangers game. I thought we played well enough against Rangers that justified that, and obviously CJ had that really bad cramp up against Rangers. So, and as you say, Ross, Owen Eames seems to be one that John really fancies.
Yeah. I was excited to see him when I saw the team lineup. I thought, all right, we're continuing as we would do. We're going for it. And what a hell of a pace we started the game off at. And backed by just, I think it was just under 1,100 Falkirk fans at kickoff. Amazing.
Really, really good support out for the away trip up to Dundee United. I thought really, really good, and we got off to a flyer. You know, we've been losing early goals as we did against Celtic, as we did against Rangers, but we got the early goal, and it was in the 4th minute, and it was a man that was much maligned. And by the way, somebody told me that Jacob actually had deleted his Twitter after the Wednesday game, which is
Yeah, someone did say that yesterday. Was it
Yeah,
Josh?
Josh told us yesterday that he had to
Yeah.
he deleted his Twitter after the game, which is I'd be really disappointed if people were going having a go at Jacob, which should be really disappointing. But anyway, he proved the doubters wrong and he got his goal, and it was a great run and a brilliant header from a corner. We scored from a corner. Jesus Christ, what is
Yeah.
going on?
It was a terrific delivery from Ryan Strain. He's got that in his locker. I notice he's been taking quite a lot of the free
He's
kicks
good.
in and around the
Yeah.
box. Yeah, he is good. Really, really nice delivery. And when you watch it back, it was a real team goal because you see that Dylan Tate is up against Murrell. And not only does Murrell get away from Dylan Tate, but Brad is the one blocking Dylan so that he can't really get back up and kind of have another go at him. So really, really great team goal. The celebration was fantastic as well. You could tell it meant a lot to him, especially after the couple of misses on the Wednesday night.
Yeah. And then after that point, the next kind of half hour, we went on and kind of really cut Dundee United open. We were chance after chance. Ryan Strain had a couple, that one from the tight angle. Owen Eames, forced a good save from Jack Walton and the goals for them. And we did really, really well in that kind of first half hour. And like, we should have gone on to, stick the boot in and
Yeah.
get that second goal, but it just didn't come.
No, and I think if it had came, I don't see us losing the game. I think Dundee United's confidence would have been shot at that point. 1-0, it's a dangerous, we'll talk about it before, it's always a dangerous scoreline, one goal in it. And so it proved to be. But no, we were well on top. So 30, 35 minutes, it was all Falkirk. They couldn't handle us. Just everything was clicking. It really, really was. As you said, John, Ryan Strain had at least two chances to one. Bear in mind, one of them was from a really, really tight angle. And then, as you say, Owen Eames, which I thought hit the post, but it was a fantastic save from the goalkeeper. And again, it had that go that goes in. Like the confidence in the wee man would have been like frightening. Because he's cutting off the left, what a right foot he's got on him as well. But unfortunately, we did towards the end of the first half start to let Dundee United in a little, and they
Yeah.
probably went in quite happy at half time being only 1-0 down because we had battered them for 35 minutes, but they definitely had the best of the last 10.
Yeah. Ben Crowhouse, I thought, was excellent in that first half. Again, a player we didn't really mention in the Rangers game, because everyone was talking about how good he played, and I was like, I thought he would. I didn't really notice him against Rangers, but I did notice him certainly in that first half against Dundee United, and I thought he was excellent in that 10
Really
position.
strong yesterday, wasn't he? There was a wee
Yeah.
moment you see him and he just holds on to the ball, like the ball stuck to his foot like glue.
Yeah, no, some good runs, and I'm quite impressed by Ben yesterday. That's a position that we've got a lot of options in as well. So will he be able to hold in? Will someone like Joe Gardner, who obviously is a Falkirk player, not just a loan player, will he come in? We spent a bit of money on him. He came off the bench yesterday.
Sibs
So
can play the 10 as well.
Sibs can play the 10. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens in that position. But I think Ben Crowhouse, certainly that first half yesterday, really showed up. On to the second half hour, and it was a different story. We just couldn't get out. We just seemed to go more direct than we normally would. We didn't even seem to get any kind of really good passing, or our usual kind of pass. It just didn't really seem to click in that second half. In fairness, United came out with a bit between their teeth. Their press was a lot better. They got a grip of the midfield. Dylan Tate got a grip of the game, I thought, in midfield in that second half as well. But yeah, they had chance after chance, and we've just got to say thank you very much to Scott Bain for having a tremendous game.
I don't know if you and I will fight over the Falkirk draft rated
No.
players for yesterday, but when you see the stats as well, 27 attempts to 12 in the 90, the vast majority of those came in the second half as well. Scott Bain, man, honestly, just save after save after save. Some poor finishing from them is a little bit as well, but yeah, any time he was called upon, he did save us. And I know there was a lot of chat after the game with John McGlynn talking about the Scotland squad that will be getting picked soon. I'd be very shocked if Scott Bain's not in the squad, but realistically, does he have a chance of being the starting?
I don't think so. I don't know. It depends what the new manager wants. If he wants a
Well,
ball
he's talking
playing,
about being a. I think he will. I
if he
think
wants a
that's what
ball
he's.
playing goalkeeper,
Yeah.
there's no better
There's
than
no one
Scott
better.
Bain. Angus
No.
Gunn's like okay, but Scott Bain's the better footballing goalkeeper
Yeah,
of the
Angus
three.
Gunn's not a playing out for the back type goalkeeper, is he?
No, not really. I wouldn't say so. But Scott Bain, you saw it yesterday. Like, there was just a couple of little chip balls that he threw in, and it was just class. And he's just a day. We on our Patreon only episode. We're putting together Falkirk's Ultimate Team, and spoiler alert: if you haven't seen it up to Patreon, Scott Bain actually both featured in both of our top fives,
Yeah.
with room to grow. And I think he showed you against Rangers, and he showed yesterday why that's the case, because he was really, really good.
Was.
And like that, I thought the save he pulled out from the Iraqi boy at the Dundee United signed, Zidane Akbal, I thought was an absolute cracker, as well.
Yes, that
So
was the one that was heading for the far post corner, wasn't it? Yeah,
and got
that
his
was a
right
good
hand
one.
up and just tipped it over. It was cracking. So yeah, no, Scott Bain was absolutely excellent yesterday, and he really just kept us in that game. And you kept going. We didn't create many chances in that second half. I can't really think of absolutely a major chance. However, I thought this obviously Liam Henderson had to go off with a head knock. I think he was gushing blood after. The Dundee United supporters were rave calling for it, and
Venom.
I'm like, he's just been kicked in the head, and you could see
No.
that because there was blood gushing out of it.
I saw Dylan was trying to say to the ref that Hendo's head was too low. But it wasn't like a foot off the ground. He was if he was heading down, of course he was. But it wasn't, and you need to bear in mind, Hendo's a tall lad. Like it was only at the height. So say Dylan was like that would have been Dylan's head height. Do you know what I mean? Because he's a foot smaller than him. So, yeah, I when Hendo went off, I was a little worried because Lewis Nielsen has been very, very good with Hendo beside him. I was a little concerned as and Cole, we know Cole wasn't on the bench. I thought Cole would have been the centre half man to bring on, but obviously he wasn't in the squad. And Dennis came on. I like Dennis. I don't mind him at all. But how much of a relationship has he had with Lewis Nielsen, whether it be in training or in practice games or in any game? And I was a little concerned. And when you and as I say, I've watched the goal back. I don't think there's any communication there between the centre halves. I really don't, and unfortunately, and we've paid the price.
I thought the subs actually in a whole really disrupted the game in that in the second half. We obviously brought on Aidan Docherty as well and CJ, and it just kind of disrupted it in that second half, I thought. I mean, obviously the second one was enforced
Yeah.
anyway, but yeah, it just kind of knocked us off our stride a wee bit. But like, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that Dundee United deserved the equaliser. We were really holding on, and as I say, we just didn't get going in that second half at all. It was more hope than anything if we got the 3 points out of it. But like you say, the goal came, Michael Forbes, like probably the best header of the ball on the pitch, and we just let him go. And it was a to be fair, it's a great header from him. It's one of those ones where you're back to goal, and he's just it's
Yeah,
been a great header from him.
it was just annoying because it was avoidable, and I don't always agree with Scott Brown, but I watched the BBC Sport highlights this morning, as I said, and Scott Brown nails it. He's like a minute to go in injury time. If you're either of the centre halves, you do not let this guy jump. Rise anything. You are skin tight to this guy to stop anything happening. And we left a 2 meter gap between the centre halves and this lad. Can't be doing that.
Nah, nah. But yeah, it wasn't to be. It felt a bit of a kick in the balls. But if you'd said to me, I predicted it'd be 1-1 actually at the start of the game. I think I did that in the preview show as well. But listen, a point away at United is a good point. It really is, and
Yeah.
it's just again, it just adds up because the performances have been there against Celtic, against Rangers. First half performance against United was good, but yeah, it's just you're just waiting for that first win, and then you've got Hearts at home, and then the big one, St Johnstone away.
A few days after, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need to be looking at, I know it's Hearts, John, and I know it's a tough, tough game, and it will be. I actually think Hearts at home might be tougher than Rangers was at home, but we need to be. We can't. Well, there's no free hits. We really need to be getting points on the board. And as you said, that first win from a confidence perspective as well. The longer that goes, it can eat away at the squad and the fans for that matter. But as you've said, and I think I put this in the group chat, if you'd said to me in July, the St Mirren result aside, right? Although St Mirren have done very, very well, like they were so unlucky to even lose to Celtic last night. St Mirren game aside, if you'd told me we'd pick up points at Tannadice and Fir Park and we'd only lose by a single goal to the Old Firm, I know that sounds maybe a little bit defeatist, but if you'd told me that, I'd have probably took that in July.
But see if at this point I think the St Mirren game was the kind of outlier on that. Is if you'd picked up that 3 points, 5 points at this point would have been, you would have been absolutely just like, that's
Yeah.
what I would have expected. In fact,
From the
that's
games,
probably better than what I would have expected at this point as well.
yeah.
When you look at tough games against Dundee United and Motherwell, so you look into that and go, well, 3 points probably off of where we want to be,
Yeah.
so.
And John McGlynn, as like he talks about the whole 15 points a quarter. Yogi used to talk about 10 points a quarter for safety reasons. John McGlynn talks about 15, but that's not from a safety perspective. Well, he said that with 15, you're not in any danger of safety. Being down at the bottom, if anything, you're pushing towards the upper echelons of the league. You look at the fixtures we've got left, John. So we've got six left this quarter, right? We've got one, two, three home games and three away. But you look at the teams, Hearts aside, because they were obviously second top last year. St Johnstone, we should be aiming for three. Dundee at home, we should be aiming for three. Hibs at Easter Road, you'd probably bite your hand off for a point based on how they can be against us, right? You then play Killie at home and Aberdeen away. These are all games where we can get 3 points. Aberdeen look brutal this year as well. There's 12, in my opinion. I think there's three or four wins out of these six, and we should be going for them.
No, we'll see what happens. Let's hear what John had to say after the match yesterday.
John, after getting the early goal and going ahead and doing so well to defend the box the rest of the game, how disappointing is it to only take a point from today?
Yeah, well, obviously you're frustrated. You're frustrated because we were nearly there. We nearly got there, and getting 3 points is huge in this league. You're right. Good start in the game. Delighted for Jacob. You know, missed a couple of chances in midweek, and so he gets that. It's a great header for the corner kick. He's attacked it really well. Good header. Delighted with the start, and we looked like we were going to build on that. We were very much on the ascendancy, taking the game to Dundee United. We were very much on top, creating opportunities, getting down the sides, getting crosses in, and in that spell, Dundee United has got to try and stay in the game. As the half kind of developed, and in the last sort of 15, 20 minutes of the first half, Dundee United got a grip of it. We then didn't look like we were going to kind of add to the scoreline, but delighted to come in at half time, one up. Based on the end of the first half, you know, you can maybe see maybe that kind of coming. Looked like we were kind of tiring a little bit, so trying to make changes early in the second half to get some fresher legs on, and I think that kind of helped us stay ahead. So it's a bit disappointing to lose when we're so close to getting it, you know. But we defended a lot coming in, the balls coming in, crosses, corners. It was a blow to lose Hendo, who's been, you know, the mainstay in the defence for some considerable time now. However, I thought Dennis again actually won a lot of headers coming in the box, corner kicks, he was getting them. It was just unfortunately we didn't defend that last ball that came in the box, and it would have been great to have went back down the road with 3 points. But you know, just got to, there was a lot of positives again, particularly early in the game, and we could just have held out and took the 3 points. So big effort today, because playing Celtic and then Rangers back to back takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot out of you, you know, both physically and mentally. It takes a lot out of you, and I just think we hit a brick wall with that. You know, I know everyone played in midweek, but I'm stressing when you play Celtic at Celtic Park, it takes a lot out of you, and then Rangers and Wednesday night again. So I just think we kind of hit a brick wall But again, very positive. Both the fans were different class, you know, from before the game, singing all the way through. Obviously, we got a goal, we give them something to stick with the team, and they stuck with us all the way right through. So it was just gutted for the players and the fans that we're not going down the road with 3 points.
There you go. So John always very honest about the games, you know, and calls it how it is. And yeah, got it spot on, I think.
It's a fair point he's made about, and it's not something I've actually thought about as we've recorded the podcast today, but he's right. When you play the Old Firm, you're up against a certain level of talent. And
it's more a mental thing than it is a physical thing, I think, because you've got to be so switched on when you're playing class of player that you've got.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And it probably has been quite a draining week. However, what we now have is 9 nights now until we play Hearts. I'm sure the boys will get a couple of, Jacob said they've got a couple of days off so to recharge. And then they'll be back in going for it, preparing for Hearts. We might have some players back by then. I think Sibs might not be too far away from then. Conor McLeod could be back from then as well. It's such a strong squad. It really is.
I mean, I think we've got about, I was counting it up the other day, I think we've got about 28, 29 players in the squad.
There will be some going out. We might lose some between now and the Hearts game as well.
Yeah, when you look at who wasn't on the bench, like Conor Allen, you see Cole Donaldson wasn't on the bench.
Finn Yates, on the bench.
I don't know if Finn's injured. I think Finn's injured, maybe. And you look at all the players, Paul McGovern, Ethan Laidlaw, all these players. So Aidan Nesbitt, Keelan Adams.
Yeah,
you know, do you know what we've not actually talked about as well? Tom Lang. But I think we've done a podcast. I've not done a podcast since Tom's departed us.
I assumed you wanted to avoid the topic.
I'm going through the many stages of grief at the moment, Ross. I did issue basically a statement saying I'll not be talking to anyone at this sad time.
Issued a statement.
Oh, I'm gutted, honestly gutted, Tom. Yeah. You know, like, we're going through it and we're just like, talking about Tom. He's
such a nice guy as well. He's
a great guy, and what a defender he was. Like, he was, and I've said in this podcast many times, he reminded me of a good-looking Yogi.
Very much so, yeah.
Just in terms of the way he defended, and he was just aggressive, and we've not had a defender like that in a long time, and Tom was all the embodiment of that, and popped up a few goals as well from set pieces.
He did, when you watched the montage that the guys had put together, absolutely. And as you've said, John, defender, footballer, he's just a nice guy as well. Like he's messaged us both after he left, and he's just such a nice guy. And I don't want to make you cry or anything, but I think he will be back at the club at some point, and we're definitely going to have him along to Behind the Wall sometime for a live event. You felt it was too soon.
I think it's too soon. We've all got to deal with the grief first before we get the Tom on it Behind the Wall. But yeah, I've got black armbands all around him. Should have been wearing them on against Rangers, in my opinion, on Wednesday night. But gutted to Tom, and he's been a great servant. I mean, invincible back-to-back champion. And do you know what? Actually, I was really disappointed yesterday, and we'll probably get into it when people were booing Dylan Tate. The bit that was really funny was the fact that you're just a shit Brad Spencer. I did find that quite funny.
He laughed at that. He was, because he was standing at the edge of the box when that first happened, right? And you saw the smile on his face. Listen, Dylan, we've met Dylan, right? He's a nice laddie. He's a really nice laddie. I think people, the vast majority of Falkirk fans, they also know how he felt and feels about the club, right? My head's probably split somewhere. It's not 50-50. I personally wouldn't boo him, right? Because would you boo Tom Lang? Would you boo Gary Oliver? No, I don't think we would have, right? Regardless of whether it was their choice.
I'll be interested to see what Calvin Miller's reaction is.
I think there will be an element of the crowd that will boo him. I don't agree with it. But there will be an... John, we've talked about this before. Crunchy goes to Hibs, and there were certain Falkirk fans who booed Crunchy. If Crunchy can get booed, And I didn't agree with that at the time either, by the way. If Crunchy can get booed, anybody else can get booed. Simon Stainrod got booed when he played for Dundee against Falkirk. It'll happen, right? I personally don't agree with it. I wouldn't have booed him myself. He is a Dundee United player, though. And I'm not gonna clap him. I'm not gonna
No,
like chant
I'm
his
not going to
name.
clap him. I'm not going to clap
And same
him.
with Calvin, I wouldn't do the same either. But I personally wouldn't have booed him. We know the type of player he is as well, and Calvin will be the same. Calvin will be desperate to score. He
Aye.
will be desperate to score against
Because his
Falkirk.
mates, because they're all, it's always mates. So like Dylan and Brad and Calvin and Hendo, they're all mates. Call, they're all really good mates. So they'll,
There's
you know what it's like when
Stanleys
you
and
play.
Bedens and all this kind of stuff
Aye,
in the
aye, aye.
team.
You see them. You play against them at your mates at sevens all the time. You're desperate to do them as well. So it's like,
For sure.
I know. So, aye, no, but aye, yes. Yeah, sad for Tom, and yeah, we'll get into the Dylan bit in a bit. But just what you guys had to say after the match, Linda, one of our patrons. Hello, Linda. Patreon.com/Falkirk. That for listener priority. Felt sorry for the players. They all gutted at the end of the game, says Linda.
Yes. Did she go on to say the next part, or was that someone
No,
else?
that's no such thing as an off season, which is another podcast.
Oh, is that? Oh, yes. So, of course, it is. That's a really good podcast as well. Game of two halves. We could have scored a few early on. Dundee United deserved more late on. A draw was probably a fair result, but disappointed as a Bairn.
Yep, William says excellent point away from home, and Scott Bain was definitely man of the match. That said, however, if I'm assume if Muir had been man of the match for Aberdeen, all right, the goalkeeper. That said, however, if Muir hadn't been man of the match for Aberdeen, we would have been bottom. Definitely started well, but didn't really offer anything in the second half. We scored a goal. Yay!
I've not actually seen the Aberdeen Kilmarnock highlights. I take it Kelly battered them, did they?
I think so, maybe, yeah.
Wow. Arthur, who's a Dundee United supporter, he says Falkirk played us off the park in the first 30 minutes. Could have been more than one up, and I was happy it was. Going on at only 1-0 at half time. A great turnout from your fans, and I don't think you need to worry. Points will come, and you have a very good manager.
Well, thanks, Arthur. That's nice of you to say that. Colin says first 20 minutes outstanding. Rest of the game overrun. A lot of good battling, but ball retention was a worry, especially second half. Midfield disappeared with the ball.
Martin says, can't fault the boys for effort today. They put a real shift in. Gutted to lose that goal at the end, but we were riding our luck at times in the second half. Starting to look more like a team today. Come on, the Bairns.
Yeah, fair. Rhys says McGlynn constantly making five subs, killing us. Starting 11 is good enough, needs to stop making five changes for the sake of it.
Don't know if it was for the sake of it, because we did look like some players had really ran the race,
I
like
was
Ethan
surprised
Watts.
that Ethan went off as early as he did.
Is that not standard Ethan time
I
though? Like
don't
he doesn't
know.
tend to last. Like I know Motherwell, like he lasted, but
Yeah.
normally he goes off about 60, 65, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Aaron says Bain was tremendous. Their goal was definitely coming as we decided to sit deep in the second half. Lucky it wasn't more, although I still think the draw was a fair result.
Yeah, Karen says, I was thinking re-emergence of McGlynn's fancy togs had made the difference, but alas, it was not to be. Yeah, he was back out of his training top yesterday, back into the flannels
Design
gear.
gear. Yeah, it was.
An amazing first half, and the players really seem to have gelled. Only take positives from today. Barbrook was my man of the match.
Very good. Finally, Scott says, great first half. Crowd were brilliant. We didn't do anywhere near enough attacking in the second half to merit the 3 points. Good to hear our fans dishing out plenty of appreciative words to the shite Brad Spencer.
There you go. Right, who does that mean? Falkirk Daff rated, and Falkirk Daft it is.
I'm going to say Scott Bain. Without his saves, I think we could have lost 4 or 5, maybe even more goals yesterday. A poorer keeper might have let some in.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Dafty, have you got Bafty, Dafty?
Trades, publican.
Trades license and yeah,
Yeah,
nah, yeah.
has to be.
There we go, brilliant. I'll do that. I was going to say anyone that booed Dylan Tate, but I'll get you off with trades since there were arseholes to us yesterday. No worries. Brilliant. Well, listen. That is your Falkirk Daft rating, Falkirk Dafty. And that's us pretty much ready to put a bow on it. But before we do, thank you very much to the Falkirk football fans in training. And we met Ewan and Ian down at Maggie's. Thank you so much for you guys. We made over £3,000 for Maggie's Fourth Valley through the charity match that we did with them. Brilliant effort from everyone. And you know the benefits of all went to Maggie. So we've got a picture with a lovely novelty check. I love a picture with a novelty check. Thanks to all the team down at Maggie's as well, Lorna down there, who got the picture for us. Thanks very much to them. So we're down with the Falkirk football fans and training. Still like to rub it up the fact that we beat them 7-2 as well.
Oh, we pumped them. Yeah, absolutely.
But if you want to join the guys and get involved, they're down at the stadium Wednesday, 8 to 9:30. They're on the community pitches now. Three games available for the youngsters. You've got the late 20s, early 30s. For the over 50s, 40s and 50s, you've got the academy section, and you've got the legend sections, which is more kind of a slower pace for people just a wee bit older, just want a kick about. And that's the great thing about it. You go down, you have a kick about, you have a great laugh, a bunch of great lads, and there's a great social life that comes with it as well. Helps your mental health, helps you get fit, and like I say, just making new friends and improving your outlook in life, and doing something that you love, and that's football. We all love football. So get down Wednesday, 8 o'clock, to the community pitches, join in with Ian, Doogie and the troops. And if you do want to get in touch with them, all the details are below. So please get involved with Falkirk football fans and training. Great guys. Let's just not forget that we beat them 7-2. There we are. Right, that's it. That's us then for this week's show. Thank you for watching, listening, wherever you get your podcast, or you can watch us on YouTube and vice versa. If you're listening, watch us on YouTube. If you're watching, you can get us when you're out with your dog walk or in the car, whatever you want. You can hear Falkirk Daft wherever you go. We're on social media, just type in Falkirk Daft. You've got competitions. Of course, you can sign up to Patreon, patreon.com/FalkirkDaft, and you can get merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk. Discord channel, our very own forum is below, and you can get involved in all the chat about the matches on there as well. We'll see you at Falkirk Daft Live with Col Donaldson and Brad Spencer on Friday, and mystery guest TBC. We'll definitely have someone with us. I've got a list that I'm working my way through, so hopefully today that will become a lot clearer who's going to be joining us. And as I say, it'll be like stars in your eyes come Friday night, where who knows what's going to step through that curtain. We'll wait and see who that might be. It could be a player from current, it could be a player from yesteryear. We'll wait and find out, because I've got a list of five at the moment and I'm working my way down them. So who knows who'll pop through that door come Friday night.
And that'll be fine,
that'll be good. We'll get Darren Barr on another one. I said that as well, so
absolutely.
Brilliant. Listen, thanks for that, guys. Enjoy your week. We'll be back with a Hearts preview near the end of the week, hopefully with one of, maybe we might get Ewan back on. I don't know if I can be arsed with Ewan, but we might get Ewan back on to do the Hearts preview, but we'll wait and see about that. But until that time, Ross Wayne,
expect unexpected. Come on a bit.
What folk are daft, talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. What folk are daft, you can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. What folk are daft, for everyone who's kidding about being a folk or dead. What folk are daft, we are folk are daft.